Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, final hour of the Lake Show. Here on The Good Neighbor. By the way, the Vikings do trail 14-0. We'll check in at halftime on what the score is.
You can't make a double-digit comeback if you don't get down by double digits.
One of the things that I really do hope that we do in 2026, and I say 2026 because what do we always do right after Christmas and Hanukkah and just the new? We say we're going to make New Year's resolutions. We're going to make New Year's resolutions. One thing I want us to do is I want more of us to read. I want more of us to get educated to some degree. Now, when I say this, I am not trying to belittle the listening audience, number one. Number two, I am not saying that we have to know every single damn thing about everything. That's just not, I mean, that's not a thing. You can't know about every, I mean, there's a lot of things that you can know about, but you're not going to know about every single thing in life.
Well, one person does.
But with that being said, you should reasonably, on important issues, try to get up to speed on certain things. That's what I mean by get educated to some degree. We're going to play some audio here. From 2017, so that's how far this goes back. And this 2017 audio is a reporter out on the street talking to people about Obamacare, aka the Affordable Care Act. Okay? And it's a trick question, but it shows you how we need to all do or be diligent about just getting better educated on things. They're asking the question about whether they are for Obamacare or the Affordable Care Act, which if you're for ACA, you're for Obamacare.
Correct. Yes.
But take a listen to these responses.
Do you support Obamacare or the Affordable Care Act?
Affordable Care Act.
And why is that?
Well, I mean, I'm not the biggest fan of Obama, so I don't support him in the Obama things that he's got going on. I'm actually really excited for President-elect Donald Trump, so.
Right. So you don't like anything Obama does, and you prefer the Affordable Care Act?
Absolutely.
Do you support Obamacare or the Affordable Care Act?
I support Obamacare.
So if you were a senator and you could vote today, you would vote to keep Obamacare instead of the Affordable Care Act?
Yes.
Do you support Obamacare or the Affordable Care Act?
I guess the Affordable Care Act.
And why do you prefer the Affordable Care Act over Obamacare?
I'm not really sure. My girlfriend supports Trump, so I go with whatever she goes, whatever she says.
What is the main difference between Obamacare and the Affordable Care Act?
One is you pay, and then the other one is Obama pays for you.
Right, Obama pays, pretty big difference.
Pretty big difference.
I believe that Obamacare, the premiums are too much, too high, so people end up paying more.
Right.
So I believe in the Affordable Care Act.
And so the Affordable Care Act is more affordable than Obamacare.
Right, correct.
Right, right.
Which is obvious based on the name.
It's in the name, right.
Right.
Why do you like the Affordable Care Act more than Obamacare?
Because I don't like Obama.
But you like the Affordable Care Act?
Yeah.
What if I told you Obamacare and the Affordable Care Act are the same thing?
And she kind of looked a little confused. So I guess my point in this is that, and let me repeat this. This is not about everybody should know every single thing that's going on in the world, or that you should know every single thing all the time. That's not the point, because it's not possible. Okay? You're going to be more knowledgeable about some things than others. We get that. Okay? And that's with everybody. But we should all make a point, and I'm not talking about just you and the listening audience. I'm talking about even me, like, to get more educated about things that impact us. Bottom line, because it'll help us as a society the more well educated we are on certain things.
Oh, no question. But you know, part of it is where people get their information, and
yep.
The inability to really decipher what makes sense and what doesn't. Because it doesn't matter what it is. If you are getting your news from one source, whether it's CNN, MSNBC, Newsmax, Fox, wherever, you're going to have a certain spin on it. It is up to you to take in different types of information, to read, to watch, to listen. Like, it is all about the accountability that individuals have to themselves. Like, you have to be well-rounded. And some people just prefer that, you know what, even if this isn't true, I like how it sounds.
Mm-hmm.
I like how this sounds, so I'm going to believe it.
Of all the people actually on that particular, the two people that just flat out said that they didn't care for Obama, I appreciate them the most because they were forthright about
it. They were honest about it.
Yeah, they were honest about it.
Yeah. Yeah. Say, I don't like Obama because Obama does Obama things, which I didn't know. And by the way, if Obama was paying for Obamacare, I wish I would have been on the ACA. I wish I would have been on that because I didn't know Obama paid for me. So I guess I learned something new today as well.
I do wonder, like, when we look at all of this stuff and the subsidies and the shutdown, I do wonder how much longer we're going to have the government shut down, because it doesn't seem like it's going to slow up anytime soon.
No, it doesn't. And it's a blame game between the Republicans and the Democrats. Here's the thing. I understand the Republicans wanting, you know, the Democrats to sign on to what they call as a clean bill.
Mm-hmm.
And for the Democrats, you know, the Republicans are asking the Democrats to, hey, you can negotiate with us after we reopen the government. Dude, you can't. I'm sorry, but if you're expecting that you are going to hold your word after that, there's nothing that says that you would negotiate in good faith once the government is open. And those ACA subsidies are going to be gone. So it's absolutely, it's amazing when you're thinking about the whole process of negotiating to get this government open, because one side doesn't trust the other, and I don't know. I don't know what the gridlock, I don't know when it's going to end, because this is, you don't have a president that's interested in bipartisanship. You just don't. You don't have somebody who's willing to bring the two sides together. I mean, it's almost like he revels in this thing being down. Mm-hmm. And it's frustrating because it hurts people.
From the 612, Henry and Chris, it is the Affordable Care Act, a.k.a. Obamacare. Go to the library. Read. Education is amazing. We've stated that it's the ACA.
It's the same thing, yeah.
We stated that. I think their point is that it's actually ACA, otherwise known as Obamacare. People call it both. Like,
correct. Yes.
Like that's the point of playing the sound bites. That's the point.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I don't know what they're. I mean,
are they saying that we don't know the difference?
Yes, they're saying that we don't know the difference, but I think that they're missing the entire point of us playing that sound bite.
There are people that call it the Affordable Care Act.
And there are people that call it Obamacare.
People call it Obamacare.
However you want to look at it, by saying that, because what they're trying to say is it's the Affordable Care Act, which was put forth by, you know, Barack Obama.
And that's why they call it Obamacare.
Yes. We're saying the same thing as the Texters. I don't know why he's needling us on that point, but that's beside the point.
Yeah. Some people don't know that they're the same thing. And I think, to me, that's the whole point of that's the whole point of the soundbite. Some people don't know. Yes, we know that it is, but the people on the soundbite, they don't know that it's the same thing. And that's part of what you're saying. People just have
unless I'm just misconstruing what they're saying.
No, I kind of take it as they're like, we don't know that it is. Oh, okay.
They say not for YouTube. They're listening okay. Public. YouTube got it. Oh, I was just confused by it because I didn't know.
Now, are you talking about the ACA or are you talking about Obamacare? I want to know, where am I going? Am I supposed to be upset at Obama for not paying me? Or am I supposed to be...
Texter got us confused.
Yeah.
Well, he got me confused. I was like, wow.
That doesn't take much. I mean, not you. For you, for me.
I'm not mad at you, Texter guy. You just confuse us.
No, yeah, you're confusing the hell out of us. It doesn't take much. I'm a weak-minded, small-minded little man.
Well, that I agree with, Omo. I mean, there's no disputing that.
I just realized that I just made something that could be a soundbite, but I won't pull it. Because that makes me look bad. And I don't need anybody's help. I could do that on my own.
You sure?
All right, I'll grab it.
What are you finna grab? You said something dumb?
Don't I always? There it is again. God dang. You're gonna have new material, Brad.
Coming up next, we've got Word on the Street. That's next year on The Lake Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
All right, let's do it. Let's get into Word on the Street right now. And then we're going to roll into around the NFL. Let's get into some Word on the Street.
I think rolling seems like the appropriate word tonight.
Rolling.
Chargers rolling. Okay, let's get to the real word on the street. Jelly Roll. Speaking of rolling, Jelly Roll says that stepping out on his wife was one of the worst mistakes of his life, and while he wishes he could take it back, he says he's proud of the person he's become in the years since. The singer-songwriter got real about his mistake during Tuesday's episode of the Human School podcast, calling the affair a really horrible moment for him because he realized he simply couldn't seem to get his life right. As he explained, he knew he was head over heels for Bunny XO, so cheating on her really hit him hard, acting as the sort of wake-up call for the star. Now, Jelly Roll explains he had the affair because it seemed normal because everyone at the time, everybody he was hanging with, was cheating with their wives. He likens it to part of the motivation when he was abusing substances. He basically did it because everyone around him made it look mundane. Ultimately, Jelly Roll said he's worked hard to repair all the damage he did to his relationship with Bunny. While he's not going to pretend it was good that he cheated, he says that he and Bunny have become much better people in the aftermath. While Jelly Roll didn't get into the specifics of the affair, Bunny XO previously touched on it on a TikTok video when she revealed the two broke up briefly in 2018. The two married in 2016 and renewed their vows last year.
I did not know that Jelly Roll was married.
I didn't either.
But, yeah. Oof. Bunny XO. She's attractive.
You know, good for him for admitting that and getting through. But, I mean, I don't know that I could. If somebody, I don't know how I would handle that situation. Hey, they say Florida.
You don't know how you'd handle what situation?
Just like that whole like once you cheat.
I mean, everybody's different, man. Some people can get over it, and some people can't. I don't judge people for staying with their spouses. I mean, it's all individual. There are levels to this stuff.
Yeah, I wouldn't be able to get over it. I hadn't like cheating. That's done. Hey, speaking of cheating, Eminem has a new girlfriend, as reported last week, and now he supposedly has a new wife, too, at least according to a woman who allegedly refused to pay for her meal at a Florida diner. Now, the incident went down on Monday when 54-year-old Jennifer Kleber allegedly sat down to grab some grub at Daryl's Doggone Good Diner in Silver Springs, Florida. After she polished off the last bite, the bill came. The cops say she turned her nose up at it. According to the police report obtained by TMZ, the manager got involved and remembered Kleber from her previous visits to the restaurant because she allegedly didn't pay those bills either.
Ooh.
But this time there was a twist. When the police arrived, Kleber told a corporal that, quote, her spouse is none other than Marshall Mathers, a.k.a. Eminem, and said the iconic rapper would be taking care of the bill. She also claimed that Eminem previously picked up her tab at the diner, which is why she expected him to do the same on Monday because M has, quote, unlimited money. She went on to tell the cop that she only had $10 in her pocket, but her meal cost $27.55. Now, she must have been hungry because she wolfed down French toast, a bacon cheeseburger, and washed it down with pop and chocolate milk.
Wait, who drinks pop and chocolate milk at the same sit-down meal?
Thank you.
Like,
That is the most disturbing part of this entire story, is that somebody would have chocolate milk and pop.
That's insane to me.
At the same, like, that is like, that is nasty, lady.
That's insane.
I mean, that is gross. But police arrested her, who was taken to the Marion County Jail, booked for defrauding an innkeeper. Now, for the record, her claims are BS. TMZ exclusively reported last week that Eminem, who's definitely not married, has been most recently dating his longtime stylist, Katrina Malota. So sorry, Klebs. Looks like M's off the market.
This is the thing, though. Like, even if you were married to whoever, why in the world would you think that you're just going to walk around, like, if he has unlimited money or you guys are together, why would you just have money on you to pay for your meal?
You need a black card, right? Need one of those American Express?
This makes no sense to me.
Yeah.
That she would even think like that, even if it was legit. Like, why wouldn't you just take care of the bill?
Hey, Henry.
Stupid.
If you had one shot to seize everything that you ever wanted. You know what? Never mind. Hey, Kim Kardashian had a scary medical discovery during season 7 of The Kardashians in the premiere. And she said that she suffered an aneurysm and she's blaming Kanye West. In the clip, she's at the doc getting a routine MRI when the little aneurysm is discovered. She's told aneurysms can be caused by stress. Skims founder goes on to theorize that her drama-filled divorce from Kanye West, who goes by Ye, may have led to the aneurysm. And she points out the obvious that Ye is still very much in her life as they share 4 kids, North, Saint, Chicago, and Psalm. Now, later in the episode, which airs tonight, ironically, she says her divorce from the controversial rapper also caused her psoriasis, an uncomfortable skin condition, to flare up, all from the stress of the bitter battle. Kim got completely candid during the Bombshell Season 7 premiere trailer, also discussing her belief that she had Stockholm Syndrome, a psychological coping mechanism that makes people have positive, caring feelings towards their abusers. This according to the Cleveland Clinic. Kim and Kanye were married between 2014 and 2022, and she notably stuck by his side as he began to have public outbursts and mental health struggles.
Yeah, I'm wishing her nothing but a complete, she's fine now. But yeah, that's not a small thing. A brain aneurysm?
No, those can be fatal.
You can die.
Yeah, those can be fatal, and we'll wrap it up there.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
All right. Coming up next, we'll take a look for one more time at the weather and get into around the NFL. That's next here on The Lake Show. All right, 30 more minutes left here of the Lake Show. We're going to go around the NFL, then we'll probably wrap it up talking about the Minnesota Vikings and what's taking place in the first half.
We don't have to.
Yeah, we will.
No, we don't have to.
So so we'll do that. Before we get to Vikings, though, we've got a segment here that we like to do weekly. It's called Around the NFL.
All right, well, since it's on the sheet, I suppose we might as well do it. Let's talk about everybody's favorite quarterback with the most punchable face in the NFL, Aaron Bartholomew Rodgers.
That's his middle name? I did not know that.
I didn't either. But it's that's what I'm going to call him, because I'm going to call him whatever I want. And he says Sunday isn't a revenge game because the Steelers are playing the Packers. Is Sunday a revenge game for Aaron Rodgers, or is that just blown out of proportion?
Yeah, it's not a revenge game. It's not. He, I like the fact that he's putting it that way, because it really isn't one. Like, revenge for what?
For kicking him to the curb. For saying, you know what?
It was time, man.
We don't want you.
It was time. You can't. He saw what happened. I mean, what far? We see how things happen in the National Football League. Yeah, I'm with him. I don't view this as a revenge game. And he's already stated that he plans to retire with the Packers when he's done.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I mean, it's always a cool narrative. But at the end of the day, I don't like Aaron Rodgers. I don't think that's a surprise.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's not a revenge game. I mean, at what point does it not become a revenge game? Is it 2 or 3 years down the road? I mean, I just don't know when the revenge game thing ends. I don't know. I mean, is it always a revenge game? Because we always hear that narrative. It's like, is there a certain, like, a statute of limitations before you can't use that term anymore?
But I don't know what the revenge is for. Like, what is the revenge for?
I mean, for letting him go?
But he got to choose where he could go.
Yeah.
So even on the way out, they helped get him where he wanted to go.
They facilitated him to a team that he, yeah.
I just don't see any revenge in this.
Yeah. No, I don't either. So I see that the Bears and the Ravens, there are a lot of people jumping on that Chicago Bears bandwagon. I don't know why. I mean, they're going to be the worst team in the NFC North. Okay, maybe not the way that our purple gang are playing. But are people crazy to bet the Bears at 6.5 against the Ravens? We don't know what Lamar's going to do. We don't know if Lamar's going to be back. He's practiced in limited fashion. That defense is awful. But am I crazy?
I don't know that you're crazy. It's just they've looked so bad, dude. Like, their defenses look so bad. They look as bad as the Minnesota Vikings look at this particular moment.
Ooh, that's bad. That's rough.
So
I would not insult the Chicago Bears by calling them the Minnesota Vikings. That is, like, that's hurtful.
Yeah, we're going to get to the Vikings' final segment.
Ooh,
but
boy.
Yeah, are people crazy to bet the Bears at 6.5? I would not. Who would you bet in that game? I would not bet the Bears. You're talking about laying 6.5, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, because the way you've got it on the sheet is +6.5.
It should be -6.5. Yeah.
No, I would actually take the Ravens in the points.
Yeah. I see it, and I'm like, I couldn't do it. So the Chiefs have, you know, they've had some issues, but they're getting healthy. They got Rashee Rice back. Are they now? It's weird because, like, two, three weeks ago, we're talking about, are the Chiefs washed? Now, are the Chiefs the best team in the NFL?
I would say it's between them and the Detroit Lions, to be honest with you. And I would have to side with the Chiefs because the Chiefs beat the Lions.
Yeah.
I think Detroit is sneaky good.
Yeah.
Like, they're really good.
Yeah, they are. Absolutely. I think Detroit is, they're so well-rounded. They're deep. They're talented. And Aiden Hutchinson was hurt last year, and now he's back. And Detroit's dangerous. Detroit's absolutely dangerous. I think they're the best team in the, I think they're the best team in the NFC, even though Philadelphia, you know, took it to the Vikings last week. You know, Tampa Bay's got so many injuries. I'm curious with Denver, even though Kansas City's a game behind along with the LA Chargers, and it, you know, looks like the Chargers are going to cruise to a nice win tonight.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know, man. There's something about Denver, and I don't like Sean Payton. Something about Denver just is, I don't know if it's the defense or if it's...
I think Dallas is going to win that game.
You do, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you know what the line is on the game?
I don't know.
I just think that Dallas right now, the way that Dak Prescott is playing...
That offense is almost unstoppable.
I think they win, man.
Yeah.
I really do.
Broncos -3.5.
Oh,
at home.
Give me the Cowboys.
Okay. Yeah. Dak
is... Come on, Jer!
Dak has been playing out of his mind. No question. A couple more things here as we're going to wrap it up here because I want to talk about the New York Jets.
Look how much time is on the clock. We got plenty of time in this segment. Come on now.
Oh, okay. Well, Woody Johnson. Basically, I don't know if you could call it he threw his quarterback under the bus. Was it general the manager?
You could say that.
The owner of the New York Jets basically said that you cannot win a football game, and I'm paraphrasing here, you can correct me if I'm wrong, you cannot win a football game when your quarterback is playing as poor as Justin Fields has. So when an owner throws his quarterback under the bus, was he right or wrong to criticize Justin Fields the way that he did?
I got no issue with Woody Johnson publicly coming out and saying what he said about Justin Fields. Justin Fields has been... I didn't think it was a great signing for the Jets, mm-hmm. to be honest with you. Is there a way... Could he have, like, been a little softer in the way that he did this? Yeah, but the bottom line is Justin Fields sucks right now. And if I'm Woody Johnson, I want a return on my investment, man. I got a new coach. I got a new quarterback. And you guys suck right now. We haven't won a game. You play to win the game. And they haven't done that. So, now Woody Johnson has every right to air it out.
No, they have not won a game. I will say it's hard to win games when your offensive line is terrible and you don't have your star wide receiver because Garrett Wilson is now out. And it's just so hard when you're in a position that... Now, Justin Fields is not a very accurate quarterback anyway. But man, I don't know if I like how Woody Johnson threw. I mean, if you're Justin Fields, like, how are you feeling about that? You're like, and if you're any other quarterback, are you feeling confident about going to the Jets? Because if you play, you know, if you struggle, is the owner going to throw you under the bus and say, well, it's hard to win a game if you suck? It's hard to win when your quarterback plays that bad.
Yeah. I mean, it's uncomfortable that the owner said it, and the way that he said it came across as cruel and harsh. But damn, man, he's spot on, bro.
Yeah. All right, fine. Let's keep it here with the New York Jets. Right now, they are 0-7. They are the only winless team in the NFL. Baltimore's got one win. Tennessee's got a win. New Orleans has got a win. Even the Vikings have a win. Well, Vikings have three wins, but they may end the season with three wins. Is it possible at all that Aaron Glenn goes through this and he's relieved of his duties without winning a game? I mean, no chance, right? Especially after
He's going to get a win.
Okay.
I think he gets a win. I think he absolutely gets a win.
Well, they're at Cincinnati this week, and then they've got the bye. Then they're taking on Cleveland. They're at New England.
They're going to beat Cleveland.
They're going to beat Cleveland?
Yep.
Really?
Yep.
Okay. The Jets are going to beat Cleveland.
Mark it out.
Okay. That'll be a barn burner of a game. Then they're at New England.
I won't be watching.
Yeah. The noon game on Sunday, November 9th? Yeah, you're going to be watching that. You're going to be flippy-flopping around.
Barn burner.
Yes! I mean, who doesn't like those Jets-Browns rivalries? You know, the...
J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets.
It's the Belichick Bowl, right? Both the teams that gave up on Bill Belichick. Cleveland and the Jets both. So, you know, we'll... wait and see. And there we go.
Hey, real quickly here, the Vikings trot out the field goal team. They've given themselves plenty enough time. Watch him miss it. Oh, he made it. No, he missed it. Yeah. My thought on that was, why don't we just get the first down?
Well, you didn't have a timeout, and it was fourth down.
It doesn't matter. We're down 21-3. And they get the ball first.
Yeah.
Should have went for the damn first down.
Well, just short of the first down. I mean,
it wouldn't matter at that point.
Well, 21-3 is what we're looking at. Skol.
Final segment of the Lake Show. You want to talk Vikings football, a disastrous first half? Take your phone calls next. All right, if you want to react to the Minnesota Vikings first half, they trail in L.A. to the Chargers 21-3. Like, this is ugly, man. I don't know what's going on in our secondary, but it's terrible. So if you want to weigh in, 651-461-9226.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
this is ugly, man.
Yeah, the very fact that they can't stop anybody at this point. And Carson, I was joking about it earlier. Carson Wentz he's going to come out of this very, very hurt. He's already, because he's got a big brace on his left shoulder, on his left arm. He's come out of that game. Well, he's still in it, but he's gone to the sideline and grabbing his left arm. Like
he's grabbed the arm multiple times.
He is not healthy right now. And between the fact that you can't stop anybody and the fact that Carson Wentz is getting absolutely beaten up, Justin Herbert has 191 passing yards and two touchdowns. And both of those touchdowns, Henry, they've been, you know, just not. They haven't been spectacular plays, but I tell you what, their young tight end, Aronde Gadsden, he's been eating tonight. He's got 5 catches for 77 yards and a touchdown. Ladd McConkey has 5 for 77 and a touchdown. Identical numbers between those two guys. And, I mean, if the Chargers get, with those wide receivers, if they get anything out of Aronde Gadsden, they're going to be very tough to stop.
I think that the thing that is also just super concerning about somebody that's not playing tonight, that guy being J.J. McCarthy, it is week 8. How long does it take to recover from a high ankle sprain? I'm dead serious. What's happening here, man?
Well, they said it was a 4 to 6 week injury, and this is week 4.
That's 6 weeks is like the longest that I've heard. It's how many weeks?
4 to 6 weeks.
No, I'm saying, and this is week what?
Week 4. So this is
This would not be week 4. He got hurt in week 2. Correct?
Well, I think when you're talking, I'm including that bye week technically, but
including the bye week. This is week 8. He got hurt in week 2, right? He played 7 of the first 8 quarters and then went and had a seat, right?
I'd have to check. I'm going to go back and look at the...
I think that he's played eight quarters of football. Let me go back and look.
Yeah, I'm going back and looking at the...
The Bears and the Falcons.
Yep.
He
Yeah, because the Falcons game was the one that he got tossed around pretty good.
Okay. So he didn't play against the Bengals, correct?
Correct. Yeah, that was Carson Wentz.
Yeah, so he's missed the Bengals, the Steelers, the Browns, the Eagles, and a bye week. Mm. I mean, my goodness, man. That's 6 weeks. That is absolutely the longest I've seen guys be shelved for a high ankle sprain. Hell, CeeDee Lamb had the same injury. His looked worse.
So are you doubting the severity of J.J. McCarthy's?
No, I'm questioning his healing ability. So, I'm questioning him being able to bounce back from injury. He might be a guy that's fragile.
Wow.
There's a difference between being fragile and soft. I'm not saying soft. He might be fragile. And let's not act like this the first time that that terminology and stuff like this come up. They said about Byron Buxton for years. So I'm not going to get all, I'm going to beat around the bush with JJ. Oh, I might hurt his feelings. Nah, man. Suck it up, dude. Are you ready for primetime or are you not? Carson Wentz is getting his ass kicked. And he's out there.
Yeah, Carson Wentz is, it is a subpar offensive line right now. They are making that Chargers defensive line look fantastic. They are. And I mean, I know there's no Ryan Kelly at center. There's no Brian O'Neill at right tackle. But you're not able to sustain any sort of drives. You cannot protect Carson Wentz at this point. And Carson Wentz cannot protect himself. And when the quarterback can't protect himself, that becomes a problem. That becomes a huge problem. Because I'm looking at it right now, and it was from the very first possession, Henry, that Carson Wentz took a shot to the midsection. After that, he has just been beaten pillar to post tonight by that Chargers defense. And the Vikings can't run the ball at all. And yeah, that secondary, I mean, there are so many holes for those receivers. I mean, they talked about Jalen Hurts having a perfect passer rating last week. Justin Herbert is on his way to having a perfect passer rating this week against the Minnesota Vikings. He's 14 for 18, 191 yards, and two touchdowns. Those would be better than Jalen Hurts' numbers last week. Now, Aaron Jones back, 3 attempts, 9 yards. Jordan Mason, the Vikings have only attempted 5 rushes tonight.
Yeah, because they've fallen so far behind.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
Well,
you fall that far behind, you know what's going to happen in the second half? They're going to throw.
Well, absolutely.
Down 21 to 6.
That's the point.
Or 21-3.
That's the point.
Yeah.
That's the point because they don't have the ability to run the football because they're one-dimensional at this point. I mean, they're still 100 less yards passing than the Chargers. I mean, Chargers are almost a 3-1 in total yards. And I don't have, like, time of possession and everything in front of me, but this is, I don't want to say concerning, but
oh, it's concerning.
It doesn't make me feel good about, you know, the rest. But I will say this does end the speculation that if J.J. McCarthy, by the grace of God, can build up the strength to come back this year. By the grace of God, maybe by week 15, J.J. McCarthy will muster the strength, come running out of that tunnel at U.S. Bank Stadium to the roar of, you know, Vikings Nation, and claim this team as his own. If he doesn't suffer enough or another high ankle sprain on the way out.
Right? I just, oh gosh.
This is, I mean, this does though end the speculation on whether or not J.J. McCarthy
He's back next week.
Is the quarterback.
Is Max Brosmer in this game in the second half?
I mean, at what time do you?
Maybe now.
Do you say you got to pull Carson? I mean, Carson's going to, I feel bad for Carson. I do. Yeah. I do. This is ugly for Carson Wentz.
Yeah. All right, that's going to wrap up the show. I'm back with you tomorrow. Likewise as Chris, except Chris will be with Jason DeRusha. J-Lo will be with me, but I'll talk to you guys tomorrow at 6 p.m. right here on The Lake Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.